Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hand.
And when
God's favor.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hand.
And when
God's favor.
And welcome once again, our radio listening audience, to the Sunday morning broadcast of Imam Shaheen Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. Thank you again for joining us this morning as we bring to you another profound discussion, spiritual discussion, to touch the lives and souls of those who are searching and seeking for the reality of their life, and the one who is responsible for their life, their creator. We want to thank you this morning for joining us, and we want you to sit back, relax, and prepare yourself for a very, very interesting and, again, profound discussion from Imam Shaheen Shabazz. Time is matter. Time is not forever. Time is a mission. Time has a journey, and that journey is to take everything that is created back to the source of its creation, its creator, the one who created it in life. In life, you might hear someone say, it's a matter of time before this happens or that happens. What are they really saying? Because them don't have a clue. So people, no good deed is small. There will be a life after our death. There will be a day of judgment. Most people don't believe this because they don't have a will to believe this reality. But when it comes, people, you will not get a second chance to get it right. So why not examine your life now and realize that this is the only way we can understand our purpose of life. The purpose of life is a jihad, a struggle of the human soul against the human common self. This is a common world, an unreal, evil world. So the human soul, if it wants to survive the evil of this world, has to be able to distinguish the human soul from the evil spirit within it. In righteousness, there is life. In sin, there is death. Nothing grows without life. Life is good. Life is free from growth. Is free to grow, excuse me. This growth is a never-ending process. So, in plain words, life is good morality, and death is in bad morality. This is the true purpose of our life on this earth, to learn eternal and real life unseen from false under life. We must let our minds go beyond matter. We must let our minds go beyond matter. All that matters is the spiritual world beyond matter. Thank you. As you can see, this is a heavy message that's coming to you today. And we are all very anxious to hear from our host of the show, Imam Shaheen Shabazz, and now I bring him to you. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam. Peace be unto you all. Can
Peace
you hear
be
me?
Unto you. Yes, I can. Very clear.
I would like to start off today's subject matter always with prayer, as life begins in prayer. and life ends also in prayer, because Almighty God brings in life and he take out life. And that's why life begins and ends in prayer. So we pray that our life will continue to head in the direction of prayer, because prayer leads to the one that controls and sustains everything in the heavens and the earth and nurtures it and keeps it alive. The Creator is life. And so we want to open with a life-giving prayer, that this prayer is a prayer. If said with a sincere intent in the heart, this prayer, if you strive to practice this prayer, Muslims and non-Muslims, this prayer alone will save you from the evil of yourself and the evil of this world. And it will guarantee you your soul's salvation. We will say this prayer in Arabic, and then we'll translate it in English. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim. Rahim maghdubi alayhim wa dhalin. Amin. We said, with the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, praise be to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment, the alone that we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath and who go not astray. I mean, think about that, people. Another thing I want to start off by saying, just simple. We're going to talk right down to earth, simple. You know, people, let's think. Let's let this talk be a thinking. Think, people. It's a saying, so you think, if so, you are. So in order to be, you got to think. What do I mean? A human being is an animal in our physical composition, a makeup. So what makes us be is the reality of God's spirit inside our body, giving us the ability to think and reason. That's what makes us a human being. The ability to reason and choose and think and distinguish between right and wrong. Other animals don't have this ability. Other animals have to follow their nature. Again, recently, a young man cut his mother's head off in North Carolina, this state. And when the police got there, he had his mother's head in his hand. People, don't you know we in a time that the Creator had already said would come, that when people forget him, they would forget their own soul. That means they would forget life. He is life. And when you forget life, what comes in? Evil comes in, and evil takes over your life, and you become one working for evil, and then you begin to work for death. You don't value life no more when you forget God. Life is only valued when you value God. Why? Because God is all good. So if you want good to happen in this world, don't look around you at nobody else either. Start with yourself. Each and every one of us are charged by our Creator, Allah, to do good. and to choose to do good. We have freedom of choice. One person told me, and they was wrong, they said God created everything to be as it is. In other words, they were saying, Almighty God, Allah created us to do good and to do evil. Everything is ordained in that way. He's ignorant. He was ignorant. Almighty God, Allah created us with freedom of will. Listen carefully, freedom of will. But how can you be free if you don't follow the will of the only one who can set you free from your own evil selves and the evil of this world? Only Allah, or God Almighty, can set us free. And say what? In another way, only the truth can set you free. The whole truth and nothing but the whole truth. So help you, Allah. So that means, so you say, so help me, Almighty Allah, Almighty God, to be free from my own evil and the evils of this world. This should be our prayer every day. So we want to read from the final revelations of Almighty God. This is a prayer, and it's called the Pilgrimage of the Hajj, and I'm going to explain something to you about that. A lot of Muslims, they got their own explanation. Well, I got mine. Allah has blessed me with mine. Pilgrimage are the Hajj that the Muslims make to Mecca, their journey, each year. You see, this journey is a symbol or a sign that all people in the world was created by one God. They have one God. And they are one humanity, though there may be different races and tribes and nations. When they all come together, they recognize that the same Creator, the same God created all of us, and He created us to be one, because He is one, and there's no way we can be different without understanding the fact that the differences is only to help us to understand the oneness of our Creator. That we are one. And the Hajj, it helps you to understand this reality. Most people think as individuals. And that's why the world is in the hell and the chaos it's in. We're not individuals, and we're not free to do what we want to do. You see this when you see, like the young man cut his mother head off. He wasn't free to cut his mother head off. God, Allah didn't create him to be free to cut his mother head off. He created him to be free to love his mother, to reverence his mother, to cherish his mother. Huh? Yes. So Almighty Allah, the Creator, gave us the will to be free. And the purpose, He gave us his will is to live in His reality, which is unseen. But you have to choose His reality. And everybody in the world, they make the choice to choose material things over the spiritual life. And most of them do it because they just simply can't see the material life. And it goes along with the carnal pleasures. You can love a person without even having sex with that person. Sex ain't got nothing to do with love. I want all you people who've been ignorant about that all your life to know that. God is love. Allah, God is love, and He's a spirit. And in order to love a person, you love them through treating them the way God treats us. He nourishes us. He cares for us. He watches over us. He makes sure we have the things we need. He treats us good. He comforts us when we are in need of comfort. When we are sick, He's the only one that can cure us. He's like a mother to her baby. And so we should feel like a baby in the sight of Almighty God. We should carry ourselves like a baby in the presence of God. He's our omnipresent. He's never absent. At any time or any place, we should carry ourselves like a baby before Almighty God. I repeat. What do I mean? A baby Think about it. When a baby is born, the baby can do nothing for itself. The baby can't even move. The baby is totally helpless. The baby is totally dependent upon his mother. Well, guess what, people? You may not believe it, but we are totally dependent, as human beings, adults, totally dependent upon Almighty God, Allah, totally. And when we don't depend on God and we think we are self-sufficient and we can do it ourselves, see what we bring on ourselves? Look around you. Self-destruction everywhere. And Almighty God, Allah, say, when we forget him, we forget our soul, and we will fall to the lowest. That's a moral degradation. And that's what we see when people cutting off their mother's head, killing their children. Making the little children homosexuals and lesbians. Having same-sex marriage. These are all abominations that caused generations in the past to be destroyed. And Almighty God, Allah, said, you won't find any change in his ways. So that's why you see in history repeat itself, people. And the change ain't going to come, people, that all of the people talking about this need to change for the better. That's right. Change come about when you make a change. You got to act. You got to work. You got to strive to bring about a change. There can be no evolution without a revolution. If you want to evolve from one condition to another condition, you got to fight. And I don't mean fight physically. I mean you got to fight the forces of evil and forces in your life that whispers in your mind and in your heart to tell you to do things to destroy yourself and to destroy your fellow human. You got to fight those forces because all we are as human beings is a thought anyway. We are minds. And we act upon our thinking. So if you've been miseducated, you can't act upon righteous thinking. You go act upon wrong thinking. So we need a re-education in the world about who we are, the purpose of life, why we are here, and what is our purpose of being here. And I can give you that right now. Our purpose of being created and being here is to worship and serve our Creator like all his creation do. So we'll read from the Holy Quran at this time, the final revelations of Almighty Allah, the Creator of all people, sent by his last prophet, Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. O mankind, fear your Lord, for the convulsion of the hour of judgment will be a thing terrible. The day ye shall see it, every mother giving suck shall forget her suckling babe. And every pregnant female shall drop her load unformed. Thou shalt see mankind as in a drunken ride, yet not drunk, but dreadful will be the wrath of Allah. And yet among people there are such as dispute about Allah without any knowledge of Allah and follow every evil one, obstinate or stubborn in rebellion. About the evil one, it is decreed that whoever turns to him for friendship, him will he lead astray, and he will guide them to the penalty of the fire. O mankind, if ye have a doubt about the resurrection, consider that Allah created you out of dust, then out of sperm, then out of a leech-like clot, like flesh, partly formed and partly unformed, in order that Allah may manifest his power to you. And Allah calls whom Allah will to rest in the wombs for an appointed term. Then do Allah bring you out as babes, then foster you, that you may reach your age of full strength. And some of you are called to die, and some of you are sent back to the weakest old age so that they know nothing after having known much. And further, thou seest the earth barren, dry, lifeless. But when Allah poured down rain from the heavens on the earth, it is stirred up to life and produces life, and it swells and puts forth all kinds of life. Yes, every kind of beautiful growth and paths. This is so because Allah is the reality. Allah is the one who gives life to the dead. And Allah is the one who has power over all things, people. And through the people, the hour of judgment will come. There can be no doubt about the hour of judgment or about the fact that Allah will raise up all who are in the dead graves. Yet there is among people such a one as disputes about Allah without knowledge, without guidance, and without a book of enlightenment. Disdainfully bending his side in order to lead people astray from the path of Allah. For them, or him or her, there is disgrace in this life, and on the day of judgment, Allah shall make them taste the penalty of burning fire. Salak al-Azim, Allah speaks the truth. I stop right here, people, and give way to maybe any guests or maybe the co-host. I mean.
Thank you. Imam Shahid Shabazz teaching again strong today on Time Keeps on Moving. You better get with it or you'll be gone. Beautiful, beautiful. Reminding us of the reality of life again. Which is the title of his program, The Reality of Life. And this is what he's bringing to you today and teaching strong on the true meaning of life and the true purpose of life. So we want to thank you again, our most beautiful audience, for joining us this morning. We pray that you really get a good, good message and understanding of the teachings that Imam are bringing to you, to put them in your soul and to concentrate and think on what is being said so that you might strive to improve your life and might relate to others the beautiful teachings of this Imam so that they all too may come and listen on Sunday. So pass the word on. When you get good news, they say, pass it on. So we want you to pass these beautiful teachings that you're receiving on and not just keep them for self. You will improve and do better when you share them with someone else. And invite that person to join Imam Shabazz discussions on Sundays likewise. We do have a listener here who seems to have been listening for a while. The number is 919-240-8177. See if you can bring him on, him or her. You are listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, and we have a number 919-240-8177. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Can you hear me?
Yes,
okay.
I can.
Okay, I'm Brother Billy.
I'm known as
Brother Billy, Durham, North Carolina.
Thank you, Brother Billy.
Salam alaikum, Brother Billy. Thank you for coming on, Brother Billy.
I just want to call and appreciate you for reminding me this morning to listen to your program. And all I have to say is this brother has grown tremendously, and we've known each other for some time now, some years. So I just want to, again, thank you, brother, and your wife. That's all I had to say.
Well, thank you, Brother Salam.
You
said a lot, brother. I mean, we appreciate the encouragement because, you know, teaching and trying to reach our people, it's not an easy job because, brother, slavery really did a job on us as a people, the African-American people. And not only that, but we want to go beyond slavery and say that the slavery that the Satan and our own selves, our false selves, has enslaved most people. They don't know who they are. Most people don't know themselves. You know, I was thinking about this, brother. I said, you know, most people are afraid of themselves. And what I mean by that, most people are, and as I was growing up, and me and you, we were on the same age, I seen it all throughout my 60 years, little 60 years. Most people, they are give evil a try in a heartbeat. But they're scared, but they're scared to give a sincere try to trying to do right.
That's true, bro.
I know I was out there wild crazy. And they called me crazy. But I tell them, I fooled them all. When I made up my mind that I was going to do right, I said, just like I made up my mind to do this wrong, I'm going to make up my mind to do right. And when that day came, I said, that's it. It's no more wrong. So people try to act like the government is making them wrong, or my husband making me wrong, my wife. No, you're making yourself wrong by your own choice.
Yes, sir.
You have to choose to do right. When you came to me about 40-something years ago up to Shabazz Restaurant in Durham, North Carolina, and say, brother, I'm seeking my salvation, brother, from the evils of this world. I want to change, man. I don't want to die in sin, man, because I believe in that there's a life after this life, and I want to go to that life. When you came to me, you had a plan. You were serious. And
yes,
you've been serious ever since. That's been about 42 years at least.
Yes, sir.
So most people don't take life seriously. Most Muslims don't either. They call themselves, Allah says that everything that he's given us here, he wants us to enjoy, but just don't forget him and forget the purpose. He gives you these things. It's not to think that this is heaven. It's to use these things to prepare for the real heaven and the hereafter.
That's right.
But most Muslims and most people then totally forgot what Allah said, and then done made this a heaven. And Allah clearly says through His Prophet Muhammad, peace and peace be upon him, that this the root of all evil is the love of materialism, of the love of this world.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you gonna love this evil? How are you gonna love evil? Love God too, Allah too. So, you know, everything that Allah gives us is a means to an end. Allah says in the Quran, what? The end is best for the righteous.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because when you reach the end of your road, your death, if you're real righteous, you're going to get your greatest reward. What is your greatest reward? To get back home with Allah and get out of this evil world.
Mm-hmm.
To get in the world where you ain't going to die no more. Ain't nobody going to be able to cut their mother's head off. Ain't going to be no more car accident. It ain't going to be no more gossip, no slander, no backbite. It ain't going to be no more hatred. It ain't going to be no more wars. Human being against human being. It ain't going to be all of this here crazy, insane, insanity we see in the world today.
Right.
But even in this world here, Allah say that he's going to restore the order he created here in his time. And I think his time is just about here with we seeing what's going on in the White House, in America, and in the world. We can see the signs that Allah is restoring things back to the way he created. And what that order is freedom, justice and equality for everybody that lives a righteous life. See, they don't put that in there, but if you ain't living a righteous life, whether you poor or rich, you're in trouble. Because your money can't save you, and poverty don't make you evil, being poor. material thing, and being rich don't make you evil. You are evil because you choose to be evil. And Allah say people destroy themselves by their own hands. He said by your own hand. Every person's fate is fastened around their own neck. Meaning you can't blame nobody else for your the bad that's happening to you. He said all the bad that happened to you come from yourself. And all the good that happened to you come from Allah. So I just wanted to, say that when you said that, brother, about me. I appreciate you. I really love you eternally for the pleasure of Almighty Allah. Special, you're at the top of my list in love. I love all humanity for the pleasure of Allah, as long as all humanity is striving to do good and help make it better for all people and not just themselves.
Yes, sir.
Allah say you're not a true believer until you want for your brother what you want for yourself. Now, those are words, but Allah says in the Quran you have to obey him in what? Word and deeds. You got to prove that. You got to show some action. You know, in the Quran, a true believer, Allah say, is one who they don't even have to know nobody need. Just because they're obligated by Allah to serve Allah and humanity, they go out looking to find somebody that need help. And there's many different ways to help people. It ain't always with no money. Most of the time, the greatest help people need is encouragement. To let them know that they have hope. That it ain't what it seems, there's hope, but you got to look to one that have all power. Don't look to things, because things can't help you, but the one that created things can help you out of any situation. We have to remind them that Allah still has power on earth as he do in heaven. Because most people think this world down here is controlled by evil, and if there is a God, he controls his world somewhere else. You don't know nothing about it. You can't see. But evil control down here. this is a, and the reason most people think this way, look at their actions.
Sure.
Look at their actions now. Actions speak louder than words.
That's true.
All you got to do is look at the actions of a people, man, and you know the people. You know me by my actions. You don't know me by what I say to you. I can talk good to you all day long.
Right.
And I can treat you bad all day long. I can talk about you all day long. Behind your back, that is. Not in your face. Slander you. Backbite you all day long. But in your face, I can talk good to you. I love you. I'm going to do this and do that. And you be waiting on me to do it, and it never happened. This is how most Muslims are, most Christians, most Jews. I'm starting with religious people in the three main religions, because if you study history, you'll find that the world was never changed and was brought back to good sense out of insanity like today, except through what? Prophets and messengers and men and women of God.
Right.
It was not brought back to sanity by the government. The governments of the world always been what? Oppressors.
Yep.
And oppression, Allah says, worse than slaughter, death. And Allah said he don't desire oppression for himself or his creatures. So he said don't oppress one another. He said he created us as tribes and nations that we might get to know and love one another and not hate and despise one another. So the differences that we have, we shouldn't think the differences make us better than one another. We should understand, if we have faith in our Creator, that the differences make us give us something to get to know my brother. I don't know you, brother, but let's communicate. Let's talk.
Mm-hmm.
And the OJs made a song, if we talk, we can work it out. And that's what you don't have people doing enough today, talking. They just all into sports and play, computer programming, and they don't let computers take over their mind. They don't let TV take over their mind. They don't let the material things take over their souls and mind. Let them forget about God altogether. So how can you have a world to survive evil without the help of Almighty Allah? So that's all I'm going to say at this time.
Yes, sir. That's a
Thank
lot.
You. Thank you,
Thank
sir.
You.
Yeah, so do we have a host, another host? We thank Brother Salam for coming on this morning. He surprised me, and I do great surprise. I thank Allah for him because I was sharing with him that all the Muslims we got in this country, now you know, and all the Muslim Brother Salam know that I know over the years, I done gave all of them this number. Hardly any of them called in and support the show. But that's all right. I don't even hold it against them. I forgive them. They know not what they do. But this brother right here got understanding. This brother right here knows that the only way we're going to conquer the evil in this world is with the obedience of the obedience in the Quran, the final revelations that Allah revealed to us. Allah said that's the greatest mercy to mankind, the Quran. Allah says in the Quran is the criterion to judge or distinguish between right and wrong. And Allah said the Quran is the only book, his book. He protected it from evil to heal the diseases in our heart. And that brother right there, he understands that because if you look at his life, you can see that this is the way he lived. And he's been living that way over 40-something years. And he knows this is the way I've been living over 40-something years. So, you know, Islam is a way of life. It's not a religion. And that's why it's for all people. Other religions are just religion, which means that people do things out of habit. They don't even ever know what they're doing. They just do it because the preacher or the pastor said, Islam, you don't just do something because nobody tell you to do it. You do it because your creator say for you to do it. And he knows what's best for you. Huh? And that's the only way to life is to obey the life giver. You tell me a preacher, a pastor, look at Jim Jones in California. Huh? He called himself God. Huh? And he told the people when they took him over there to Ghana or wherever, he said, hey, you know, I'm your God, and I'm getting ready to go on the other side, and I got to take you all with me. Now, if he was God, he would already be on the other side. How are you going to be God and die? And then he died, he killed all his people, and then he killed himself. Oh, if God killed himself, who's running the world right now? If God died on the cross to save us from sin, why are we still sinning? Why are we still sinning? Can't nobody die for your sin, people. No bearer of burdens can bear the burden of another. You are responsible for your own conduct. You are responsible for your own sins, huh? And omissions. You make the choice, and you have to suffer the consequences unless you repent and come back to Almighty God's law, will, which is all good. That's the only way out of sin. And you got a lot of Muslims, most of them in Christian and Jews and religious people, trying to justify their sin in the name of Allah and Almighty God. That's the most dangerous thing you can do. You know the penalty for that, people? It's the burning in the hell fire. And Allah say the hypocrites, the munafiquns, and Arabic, the hypocrites will be in the lowest depths of the hell fire. This is something that's important too for all people to know. Now, people, this is powerful right here. This is something right here you need to hear. This is powerful. Almighty God, Allah say, if we guarantee the human being, guarantee him two things. He would guarantee us paradise. He would guarantee we would go to heaven. Now I want to tell you what these things are slow. He said we will guarantee him we will control our law-based kind of the animal instincts and desires and control that tongue, evil tongue that destroys countless people, control evil coming out of our mouth. He said he will guarantee us paradise. Now, the question is, are you willing to do that to save your soul? Because a lot of Muslims think they're going to heaven just because they're Muslim, just because I made hard. I make my salats every day. I go to Jummah prayer. A lot of Christians think they're going to heaven. I serve my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I go to all my Bible classes. I feed the homeless. I do this. The Jews, God made us his favorite, his children, and made us to protect his message and to give it out to all people. We're his chosen people. All of that foolishness. All of that foolishness. Almighty God say our life, our death, and our resurrection is in no way but as an individual soul. So ain't no being up thinking no religion going to save you and going through rituals and lying on Almighty God going to save you, because it's not. It's going to take you straight to the hell fire. And the Lord said, he's coming. He said, I'm coming. And he said, I sees and knows everything. You know, you got a lot of people now in Islam, well, they call themselves in Islam. They're not. They say they're Muslims, just like Christians and Jews. You know, they go out and they mingle with each other in their religion, and they act like their religion is just for them, and it ain't for other people in the world to make the other people in the world's life better. That's insanity. You can't serve Almighty God, Allah, who say he loves all his creation, and you just gonna love your Christian brother, your Christian sister, your Muslim brother, your Muslim sister, your Jew brother, your Jew sisters, when we're all brothers and sisters. Not only because we got one God, creator, but because even our mother and father physically is one, Adam and Eve. We all are descended from one pair of parents, one set of parents, Adam and Eve. And Adam and Eve worshiped the one God that created them. And all their children, which is us and all mankind, is supposed to follow suit. And until we follow suit, we're going to have a world of hell that we've created for ourselves. You see, the world don't just get bad by itself. People make the world bad. And if the world going to change and get better, the people got to change the world and make the world better. By what? Submitting their ungodly will to the godly will of Almighty God Allah. As-salamu alaykum.
Walaykum as-salam. Walaykum as-salam. Imam Shaheed Shabazz, we're listening to today on the reality of the Creator. And he is coming on strong, giving it to us people. Yes, giving us the reality of who we are and what our purpose is in life. And we want to thank Allah for this brother and his hard, continuous efforts for over 40 years, striving to reach the people and to bring them back to the true way of life, the best way of life, to serving their Creator, the Almighty God, Allah. We have here another guest who's been with us for a while, and I don't want to delay him. We love to hear from him. We always have something good to give us, a good message that he brings to us. And that brother Larry, As-salamu alaykum. How are you today, my beautiful brother? As-salamu alaykum, brother Larry. Can you hear me? As-salamu alaykum. Ah, we're not getting him today. I guess he is not able to hear us for some reason. I do have him coming up on the switchboard here. So we'll try back later and see if we can reach him. In the meanwhile, I want to remind us that we're listening to the Sunday morning radio broadcast of Imam Saheed Shabazz, which comes on every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. If you're really enjoying and believing in the beautiful teachings that he's bringing to you, the beautiful message, we want you to not just keep it to yourself. Share it, spread it, share it with others. Tell them and have them, too, to join us on our Sunday morning broadcast of Imam Saheed Shabazz, Reality of the Creator. Imam Saheed Shabazz is teaching this morning on Time Keeps on Moving. You better get with it or you'll be gone. And then he's talking about life. He states that life begins and ends in prayer. We know that life begins and ends in prayer to the one who created our life. To him is our beginning and our end. And we, from his teachings, we understand that we are dead bodies moving about in physical bodies on earth and think that we are living because we are not individuals and we are not free to do what we want to do, Imam said. Allah gave us the will to be free, to live in his reality of the unseen, to live in Allah's reality and not our reality. And we must fight the forces of evil, he said, that whispers to our mind, to us in our mind. And what is the reality of life, the life that we should be living? That reality is, he says, good deeds. We have to realize, people, that what we do of good grows, and what we do of evil dies. So the bad that we do in life is death. It's destroying us, not helping us to live and grow and manifest ourselves in the best of Allah's creation here on earth. And I was just reading the Quran today, the Holy Quran, and I was reading in Surah 16, it says, like chapter 16 in the Bible. It says, whoever works righteousness, man or woman, and has faith, verily to him will we give a new life, a life that is good and pure. And we will bestow on such their reward according to the best of their actions. So what is he saying here? Just what we've been saying. We read the Quran, and there it is. He says he will give us a new life. Okay. If we give our life to Allah, okay? And he says that new life is the life of good and pure, a good life. And he says we would be given according to the rewards of the best of our actions, our deeds. It is our deeds that determine whether we're living or not. It's our disease that determines whether we are living the best of our life or not, how we are striving to please our Creator. So we want to thank Allah for Imam Saheed Shabazz, and I don't want to delay any longer the beautiful message that he's bringing to us. And I want to remind you that you are listening to this radio broadcast show today. And now I bring to you again our host, Imam Saheed Shabazz.
Yes, thank you. Greet you again in the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum to the audience. Means peace be unto you. I want to read again from the beautiful, oh man, it's so beautiful. That you are not of this world's way of thinking, which is evil, when you read the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran, what it does is it gives you a transformation. It gives you that caterpillar effect, metamorphosis. It transforms your life. Allah says in the Holy Quran, his book first, before I go into the other section I want to read, Allah says in the Holy Quran for all people, he said when you submit your will to his will in the Quran and follow the example, the life example of his prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said he will give you a new life, a life that is good and pure, and forgive you of your faults and your sins. With that said, we seek refuge with Allah from the curse of any of all mankind before we go into his book so that he can't distract us from giving you the message as Allah revealed it to his prophet Muhammad 1400 and some years ago. O you, or O ye who believe, bow down, prostrate yourselves and adore, worship your Lord and do good that ye may prosper. And we want to stop right here at Ayat 77, Surah 22 right now. O you who believe, this is how you know a person believes. Check this out. All you who believe, bow down, prostrate yourselves, and adore, worship your Lord, and do good that ye may prosper. So how do we prosper? A lot of people think they're prospering when what? When they're gaining material things. Now most Muslims are like that. All they do when you conversate with them is talk about getting these Lexus or Mercedes or material things, a home. Some of them ain't got time to take time with their children, to teach their children to Islam for running and ripping, trying to gain more money, more material things, more of these old things that ain't even real. That ain't even real. Huh? I say ain't even real. They ain't nothing but an illusion. That's by them keep striving for them, they're going to lead them to a terrible conclusion, and that's what they done did. Losing the children. And one of the main things I want to emphasize today, we better wake up, people, because Satan ain't playing. Satan is trying to destroy mankind, and Satan is wise in the ways that he worked in destroying mankind. Right, Allah said he's the chief deceiver. Satan said, okay, I got most of all of the adults, not just blacks either, people. He said, I got most of all the adults. Now I'm going to get the ones that I know can carry on the righteous future, the children. We have to save our children from this destruction that Satan got on our children and stop blaming our children, the young people. And even though they're doing some horrible thing, horrific thing, it's our fault. And if you say it ain't your fault, you're telling a lie. My mother taught me well when I was coming up. She taught me good morality, self-respect. All of these moral principles she taught me, I didn't obey them when I got out there. I went just the opposite. But because my foundation was built on good morality, God consciousness, when I strayed away from it, I had it already in me to remember to bring me back to my senses. The children don't have that today because most of the adults, they're out of their damn mind. They ain't got good sense. Starting with the Muslim. They didn't say. And the children, they don't know what to do. They done gone out in the world and doing all the evil and corrupt things that they see other people doing and think it's all right to do that and still be a believer in Allah and a follower of Prophet Muhammad. That's not true. That's why they're being destroyed, the Muslims. And not only being destroyed, they're destroying themselves because they have left of the straight path of Allah and his prophet Muhammad. They have left it, I said. And Allah say, O ye who believe, bow down, prostrate yourselves, and adore your Lord and do good that ye may prosper. That's how you prosper. Because real prosperity, Allah says, not in greed, gaining material things. He said real prosperity is disowning this world and striving for his spiritual heaven, which is forever and real. Huh? Striving for your spiritual life. Huh? And Allah said, if you want to know if you have been successful or prospered every day, at the end of the day, don't ask yourself how much money and material things I've piled up. Ask yourself in your heart and soul, how much closer have I got to my Creator? Because that's your prosperity. And Allah say, and strive in this cause as you ought to strive with sincerity and under discipline. Allah say, he has chosen you and has imposed no difficulties on you in religion. It is the way of your father, Ibrahim, Abraham. It is Abraham who named you Muslim Christians, and named you Muslim Christian and Jews Muslim both before the Quran and in the revelation of the Quran. He named the Muslim Christian and Jews and other religious people Muslim, not Christian or Jew. That the messenger, Muhammad, may be a witness, a shaheed for you, and ye be shaheeds for mankind. So, establish regular salat prayer. We don't just pray five times a day. You pray all the time. You never forget Allah. What is prayer? Prayer is dhikr. It's remembrance of Allah. Knowing that he sees you even though you don't see him. And knowing that he got your record with you all the time. And he's recording it for or against you on the day for the day of judgment. Allah says the believers are those who give regular charity. That doesn't mean you don't help and do good every now and then or when you feel like it. You do good all the time. And you hold fast to Allah. You see, yes, you want to be protected from evil. Allah said, hold fast to Allah. He is your protector. And he said he's the best to protect and the best to help. And I want to read this and give way to a guest if we have any. Allah says in his final revelations in the Holy Quran also, he said, faith, listen carefully. This is very important for all of you to say you got faith in Allah. Allah says faith leads to humility, the avoidance of vanity in word and deed, charity, continuous faithfulness and observance of your trust and your covenants with Allah, the agreements that you've made with your Lord, Allah, to obey and follow his will. And devout approach to Allah, that's sincere approach to Allah. Devout means sincere, dedicated approach to Allah. Allah say these are the surest steps, without a doubt, guaranteed steps to bliss, to eternal life. Allah say people carry in themselves proofs of Allah's divine providence. And Allah say the same story is told if people look at nature around them in the long line of teachers like myself sent by Allah, shows Allah's special care of humanity. Allah say, though the prophets and messengers and teachers like me and me too, though we were rejected by the people, we were scorned by the people for bringing Allah's truth to them, and telling them the truth and trying to stand up for the justice and no deviation from Allah's truth, no compromise with Allah's truth. We was maligned, laughed at, talked about, jeered at. We were persecuted. But Allah said his truth always won through as it always will. So you ain't got to worry about Donald Trump and nobody else. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, Imam Shaheed Shabazz, again teaching beautifully on time keeps on moving. You better get with it or you'll be gone. Yes, teaching on what life is all about and letting us know that this so-called life that we think we're living is not life. We are just moving about as physical bodies in depth on earth. We will not begin to live life until we live life in our prayer and submission to our Creator and His will, the life that He has ordained for us to live, and not the life that we choose according to the desires of the enemy of our Creator, Satan. We are living that life, and that is not life. Satan's life is actually death on earth. We don't know what life is all about. So we need to get it together, people. Again, here, I'm going to try to see if Brother here wants to come on today. We're usually able to bring him on. Are you with us, Brother Larry? Can you hear us? Sometimes people will come on and they just want to listen. They don't want to say anything. I don't know whether this is the case with Brother Larry today or not. I know that he is on the air, and we thank him for joining us. It might be that he is busy and had to leave the phone for a minute. or it might be that he's just not in the mood to speak today. He's not in that spirit to speak today. He just wants to listen and get more, absorb more of the teachings that Imam Shahid Shabazz is giving to us. And we want to see again if our other brother, Brother Billy, is there any comment that you would like to make at this time, a question that you would like to ask?
Well, I don't really have any comments. I'm just still listening to the services that the brother's giving and getting a lot from what he's saying.
Thank you. Thank you, our brother. We're so glad to have you two with us to join us here. We have more listeners that usually listen in, but most don't want to comment. And if you don't want to comment, you can listen in without pushing the number one button. When you push the number one button, that means you do have a comment. Sometimes they will, I've noticed, put you on the air. They will connect you anyway without you pushing that number one button and bring you up. Yes, excuse me, Brother Billy. Did you have something to say, Brother Billy?
No, I was just listening to you telling, you know, the listeners how to, you know, come in on the program if they want to speak.
Oh, yes. They just hit the number one on their phone, push number one, and that will bring them into our studio. And they will show up on my switchboard here, and then I can bring them on to speak.
Yes.
So, but sometimes I've noticed that the controls in the switchboard room, they put people on who don't expect to come on and speak. So that is the case sometimes that everyone doesn't push the number one button. But we want to thank all of you for joining us, our radio listening audience, those who are listening and desire not to speak, as well as those who have a comment to give us. We enjoy your comments and feedback because that tells us exactly what you're listening for, what you're understanding, and how we need to address the concerns that you have. So please, it is really your show, our show, not just a talk show for Imam Shahid Shabazz and Sister Isra. So we welcome your comments. We welcome your questions. That's what we want. So please join us. And when you come on, don't feel afraid to come on and ask questions and make a comment. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right. I'm going to bring back, let's say, Imam Shahid Shabazz at this time to have him continue with this beautiful discussion that he's giving us today.
Assalamu alaikum. I want to come through the Holy Quran, and I say come through because the Holy Quran, it has no time. It has no time. It's a book that's timeless. Now, what do I mean by this? It is a book that Allah, the Creator, He Himself put together, and He's all-knowing, and He put it together in His world. And then He put His words, He put what He wanted, all His creation, He put in His book how He wanted all His creation to function. And He created an order. And the order that He created all His creation in is called moral law. In fact, He says, His moral law, it upholds His throne. He said His throne was created on law, moral law. And you see, moral means right. So He created everything based on His righteousness in the heavens and the earth. So in this particular surah, it's talking about time and how, you know, like most people are, most people, you see them out here. I see them every day about death, and I've been 40 years beating the pavement all up and down all over this country. And I see people, they are striving for a future here. You even got some people say the new heaven and the new earth are all talking about going to be here. Well, they're out of their mind. Now, I can tell you what they're talking about, but they're wrong. They're talking about Allah going, the judgment day going to be here, and Allah going to judge us, and we're going to have an eternal heaven here, and we're going to an eternal hell here. That's false, sister and brothers. What Allah is talking about is you can have, he is going to give us heaven here, and he's going to allow us to have a hell here. Heaven and hell is not. Don't think of it as physical. Think of heaven and hell as spiritual. Think of heaven and hell as being a state of mind, because that's what heaven and hell is. Hell is a state of mind where, you know, you don't know your creator. You don't know who you are as a soul, so therefore all you know is evil. So every day Allah allows you to come back in his creation, bring you from a state next to death, and wake you up. All you think about is going to do some evil. You're living in hell. And hell is when you are God conscious and you want to see the world better for all people. You want to see the world better so that all people can have equal opportunity to what? Do good and prosper as our Creator created us for. Yes. You see? So, Almighty God, Allah, I hear some music in the background. I don't know where it's coming from, but anyway, I'll continue. Almighty God, Allah says here, our time through the ages in all history shows that evil came to an evil end. But Allah says time is always in favor of those who have faith in Allah and live clean and pure lives and know how to wait. Though they're going through trials and tribulations, they know how to wait in patience and constancy and faith in Allah, knowing that Allah, their Creator, says it is with difficulty that ease comes. Most of these people in this world, they don't want no difficulty. They think if they're Muslims, I'm starting with y'all. They think if they're going through difficulty, they must be doing something wrong. They used to tell me that, Muslims in my early days in Islam, oh, stupid idiots, because I didn't have the material things they had. I didn't have the miseducation of the white man that they had. They used to have the degrees of ignorance. They used to tell me, laugh at me like I was a fool for trying to be sincere to my Creator. I didn't come into Islam like with them material motives. I was blessed to come into Islam for my soul salvation, because me and my mother always used to say, keep you upon a beautiful soul and the mercy and the grace of Allah. We don't want to live in this hell and die and go to hell. So I was sincere when I came into Islam. I came in only to please my Creator and to prepare for my soul salvation and help anybody else call the whole world to this way of life that Allah sent his last prophet to call the whole world back to life, living and life, and call them away from the darkness and the destruction of evil and ignorance of the truth. So Allah says, by the token of time, mankind is always in loss unless they have faith in Allah and do good deeds and come together. That is, all people come together in one truth, because they're able one truth, and be patient in Allah's truth and constant in obeying his goodness, his will, even though you're going through hardship. Know that he got you, and encourage each other, have faith, and join together. See? And he said, nothing remains through time but the teachings of truth and the teachings of patience and constancy and faith and obedience and obeying Allah, your Creator, and doing good deeds. Huh? He said, if you don't do this through time, you're lost. So we see a lost world today. because you don't see people, most Muslims, Christians, Jews, and people doing good deeds. You see them doing bad deeds. You don't see them coming together in unity. You see them working and living like they were created as individuals. That's what you see. I said that's what you see. So Allah says here, by the token of time through the ages, truly mankind is in loss except such as have faith and do righteous deeds and join together in the mutual teachings of truth and the patience and constancy in doing good in regardless of the trials and tribulations you go through. In fact, Allah says here, He said He created us for suffering in this world. He created us for afflictions in this world. And He said, our reward for our suffering and afflictions in this world and keeping faith and trust and obeying Him and doing good, our reward is not a Mercedes Benz or a Cadillac. He says, eternal life. Allah said the reward for the righteous is eternal life, not a Cadillac, not a Mercedes, not a Lexus, not a home here. Allah says in the Quran, He called us to a home, yeah. But guess what? He says an eternal home of peace. You ain't going to get no eternal home of peace here on this earth. Tell me somebody you know that's got an eternal home of peace here on this earth. And Allah says here, if we only live only for ourselves, we would not fulfill our whole duty to Him. Allah said, whatever good we have, especially in moral and spiritual life, we must spread among all people so that all people may see the truth of Allah and stand by Allah's truth with patient hope and unshaken constancy amidst the storm and stress of this outer evil life. For He say, he and she, they will then have obtained peace, His peace, salam, within. That brother's name, salam, peace, within. I'll get back. Peace.
Assalamu alaikum. You are listening to the Sunday morning radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of a Creator, which we bring to you every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. if we possibly can. So sometimes we do have problems getting to you, technical problems or other problems, but we try to be as consistent as we can in bringing to you our Sunday morning radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. And you are listening to Imam Shahid Shabazz bringing you again, a most important discussion. When we're speaking about the Creator, speaking about Allah, we don't have anything that's more important than that on earth to talk about. Because we're just travelers on this earth, passing through. This is not our final destination or our final home, and we are here just for a fleeting moment. So therefore, the message that is brought to us about our eternal home and our Creator and our returning to Him and how He wants us to live in order that we make return to Him is more important than anything that you can learn in anybody's books, any so-called education that you can get. And we strive to give you the truth and bring it to you in words that you can understand, plain, simple English that you speak for most of us. And for those of us who don't speak English but can understand English and have it interpreted to us, we want to bring it in a way that you can understand also what is being said. And Imam Shahid Shabazz has been blessed by the Creator to be able to do that, to bring this knowledge to you in a most profound way that even a child can understand. And we want to thank Allah for blessing us with this brother as he brings to us again this Sunday a most beautiful and profound message. And as we are talking on life and what life is really all about, I saw in the Holy Quran, it says, O ye who believe, give your response to Allah and His Messenger when He calls you to that which will give you life. And know that Allah cometh in between a man and his heart, and that it is He to whom ye shall all be gathered. And this is what we want to understand. Until we are serving our Creator the way that He has instructed and guided us to serve Him, but through the message that He's brought to us in the Holy Quran, we are not living our life. We are not living right. We must be able to live in accordance of the way the Creator has planned for us. His plan is the only plan, the right way. And we have that, those basic directions in all religions, how to live, how to treat one another, how to take care of this earth, how to love all creation, not just people, but animals and all too. The creatures, everything belongs to Allah. The trees and all of it is given to us to beautify and help it to grow and develop into the best of a world, and not to destroy and take it away and make this the worst of a world that people are wishing. Many are wishing that they were dead because of the type of life, so-called life, that they are living. They realize they're not living. They see that their real life is in death. So people, it is our duty to live this life according to the way our Creator has placed us to live it on here. And those who understand, to take the lead role in showing and being the example for those who don't understand. And now I bring to you again Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Very good. Very good teaching. very good insight and very good foresight. And in order to make it in this world, Excuse me. You have to have insight. See, most people think that they're seeing when they look out at the things they see. Huh? They think they're seeing. They don't realize that the things that they see are not even there. They're just nothing but a test, an illusion. See, this is what distinguishes or separates a true believer from a Muslim or a Christian or any name you want to give a person. Oh, that's a Muslim. A lot of people think because they say they're Muslim, a Muslim sin is different from a Christian sin. They act like Muslim sins is all right and Christian sins are bad and Jews and other people's sins are bad. They're insane. Sin is sin. I know Muslims, as a matter of fact, it's going to be more Muslims going to hell than Jews or Christians because they got the final revelation. They got all the revelation the Jews and the Christians got and still won't obey Allah today, still won't follow the sunnah of His prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him. They're going to be in the Lord's depths of the hell fire. Hear me, Muslims? I ain't playing with you. I ain't cutting you no slack. Like Mama used to say sometime, boy, I done told you over and over again not to do this, so today I ain't cutting you no slack. I'm going to put it to you today, and she put it to me. Well, Allah going to put it to you Muslims who around here faking Islam, playing with Islam, and misleading billions of human beings that could come into Islam by y'all example, like Prophet Muhammad. But no, that ain't what you want. You got ulterior motives. Like it says in the Bible, not in the real Bible, but the angel of Prophet Esau, or Prophet Jesus, as they call his name is Esau, says in the last days, most people will be lovers of themselves. We in the last days, and most people are lovers of themselves. And most people, they don't have a value system. Their value system is corrupt. Most people, beginning with Muslims, their value system is based on materialism and based on secular knowledge or formal knowledge. And it don't go no further. And Allah said, all you desire is the things you see, the material things in the material world. He said that is as far as he will bless knowledge to reach you. You won't even be able to understand his spiritual truth if you pick up the Quran. If you know it enough, you won't know what you're reading. Because you can't control Allah's truth. You can't control Allah blessing nobody with understanding either. So if you ain't obeying Allah.
1 minute and 30 seconds left. 1 minute and 30 seconds. Imam Shabazz, would you like to close out this time with our prayer of Salah?
Yes, we'll pray. We'll close out with prayer. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. With the name Allah, most gracious, most merciful, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. People, Allah, the creator, say, be not engrossed in things short-lived, material things, to the neglect of the highest spiritual concerns in life. He say, life is but short, and death will soon claim all of us. Allah say, oh, that people would only learn the serious spiritual life before it's too late. Huh? He said, the issues of the spiritual life. He said, they must taste the consequences of our neglect of his spiritual life, our spiritual life and his goodness, his spiritual goodness. He said, for every good that we enjoy in this world, we must give us in the hereafter a strict account whether that good was for the please of God, Allah, or ourselves, or other people. I mean.
Thank you. I want to thank all of you, our radio listening audience, for joining us. Ma'am Shahid Shah, the reality of a truth. Going to begin next Sunday at the same time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
One who would forbid the wrong, one who would enjoin the right. And from the day you were born, that promise was kept true. There was so much work to do, but something special about you, and that something told us the time had come, and you would be the one who fulfilled all the hopes, all the dreams.